Oh, I just love that. Dave, you got it rolling today. Hey, we're talking about your commercial real estate, bringing it to auction. And later in the show, we're going to have Tarek Maddox on, who's going to talk to us about how to work out like an NFL pro. In this segment, we've got Joe Cuomo. He's the SVP and co-head of a business development for auction.com. He's sold about $2.5 billion with a B in commercial real estate and notes this year. We've also got Charlie Tapino. He's the president and founder of Oak Pass Capital Management. In a prior life, Charlie was one of the founding partners of Secured Capital. Charlie helped to create this space with the RTC back 15 years or more ago. And we've also got Barry. Barry's on. Barry, come on, Joe. Give me Barry. Run up, Barry. He's your guy.
All right, Barry Swatzenbarg, Friedman Real Estate of the Midwest. Barry's closed about $400 million on the auction platform. He's worked for a lot of our largest sellers. He's brought deals back from his own clients, and he's phenomenal.
All right. Now, Charlie, I want to start with you this time. I want to talk about some of the things that you've seen go wrong when you've been bidding on an auction and how you kind of take into account that things may go wrong. Did I lose Charlie, Dave? All right. Well, hey.
No, we're here. We're here.
Okay. Yeah. You had me on mute, Charlie, but that's okay. Everybody's got to make a living while we're on break. Charlie, what's some of the pitfalls that you've seen in the auction process other than having to make an audio bid and having your phone on mute? Had to throw that in there.
the first problem with the auction process is the due diligence is weak. Is limited, and it's weak. And a lot of that was special services in some cases don't have good quality information. They just took the asset over, and they may not have the information in the file. They also may not want to provide it. As the asset quality goes up and the asset sizes go up, I think the market's going to demand higher quality due diligence and a complete file. And they're also going to require more time to arrange financing. I think we already talked about that. Now, the biggest detriment, which is also from a buyer perspective potentially a good thing, is that when you put your bid in, you're hard 10 points. So you better be comfortable buying it. So some of the problems that can happen. Unfortunately, we will spec the time, we will spec the money to make sure we do our valuation, market work, information. But also from a legal perspective, a lot of these CMBS loans were transferred. They basically were assigned over to the trust. A lot of cases, you got to make sure those things have been assigned correctly. So they actually, the trust is really the owner of those. So from a legal perspective, you're going to have to spec the time on the legal due diligence, on the title, survey, and a lot of times, it's not perfect. So either you end up deciding not to bid on it because of it's lacking information, or you take more risk than you would want to take, and in some cases, you'd have to adjust your price to reflect that potential risk.
Well, Charlie, I'll bet you that's why you use a local partner. Now, Joe, what do you guys do? Because I've tried to buy REO. It's always been a problem getting a nice paper trail. You always get a rent roll from 300 years ago, and half the tenants have already blown out. All the drawings are caca, and if it was a planned development, you never get the plans. So, Joe, how do you guys compensate for that, and pricing ain't the answer?
It's a good question. I mean, we're only as good as the quality due diligence that's provided by the sellers. We let everybody know that up front. We have some sellers that don't provide financial statements. Their lawyers won't allow them to do that, and their internal counsel. But they will take it on the chin when it comes to price. And that's the one thing we always talk about. Quality due diligence will lead to better pricing. So, the servicers, it depends on the asset, as Charlie mentioned, but most of them are putting as much stuff and believe in full transparency. They're providing third-party reports. They're trying to put in phase one title. We're doing all those sort of things.
So it sounds to me that people get a risk-adjusted return on their investment. If they give you the right information and it's less risky, they'll get a better price and vice versa.
You know what? It's interesting because that's what, we like to say, if we don't have the quality of diligence, the pricing is going to be less. But what you find is there are buyers that are jumping in here and that really do understand maybe the local market. That's also where maybe the help of a good local broker comes in.
Barry, good local broker. I cut you off, but I got to give Barry a chance because we've only got like probably one round and this is going to be Barry's last pop at this. So Barry, so you're a good broker, huh? What do you do for these guys?
I think the biggest piece that we bring to the table is we've got that market knowledge within all the different states that we operate. We understand the real estate, the competitors, its position, what it's up against. And so when you get buyers that are out of state, because, again, the auction process will pull people both nationally and internationally. We had a call with a group today from Japan on an asset that we're selling here in Detroit, and they want you to tell them a very candid story about the asset. And we can do that because we realize that these people are also going to come to town and see it. And so as long as you are managing their expectations and bringing them to the point so when they put their own eyes on it, what they're uncovering is no different than what you're telling them. You build that credibility. And so when you have to broach issues that might be lacking in the due diligence but come from market knowledge, you can close a lot of that gap with prospective bidders to get them comfortable with their pricing.
Well, Barry, thanks for joining us today. And you can stay on. If I have more time, we'll bring you back. But I do want to give you a thank you for giving that great ad for the guys at auction.com. And your buyer in Detroit, if it's in the CBD, Dan Gilbert. But, hey, sorry, I got his phone number if you need it. Hey, Charlie, maybe the last bite at the apple. What do you see coming down the road in the auction process and the evolution of the business and your ability to buy stuff, being the, you know, a sophisticated investor who's been to the movie? Okay, you push, unmute,
no,
Charlie.
I'm here. You know, I guess what I'm seeing is that, number one, I am very encouraged that the special servicers are starting to bring some larger, higher quality assets out to the market. I'm not sure the auction process in its current format is going to be successful selling it that way, but I think they're JVing with the more traditional shops, which are going to buy more time, provide more due diligence, which I think will be a good thing. I also think while they're bringing these larger assets out to the market, it's going to bring more debt than we've seen for the last year and a half. I think we'll see, maybe it'll balance out where it's 50% defaulted loans and 50% real estate. I like bidding on loans. I think there's 70% of the people that buy, 100% of the people that buy real estate, only 70% buy loans. So I think it kind of screens out a little bit of the noise there in the competition. I'm glad to see, I thought I was a little concerned about the special servicers not bringing product out to the market. I'm kind of getting revived here that they are going to start bringing more assets out to the market, which will provide more opportunity.
Well, we've given you a personal pipeline to Joe, and Joe said he'll personally walk a real buyer through the due diligence and stuff. So I think that this is great. We've made a little marriage here to some degree. Joe, we've only got about a minute or so left. I'm going to give you the last word. What's going on in the future of the auction market in general?
Cool. Thank you. I think the last word out of me is, we've sold about $6 billion of real estate and notes over the last couple of years. And the shift is on. It's the transformation of real estate. It's an offline to online game. I think 20 years ago when auctions were around, they were just out to sell distressed assets and they walked away. But the internet wasn't around then. And the internet's the universal language. And all we're trying to do is bring buyers and sellers together, just like eBay and Amazon. So, I think we're here to stay. We're working a lot more natural holders of real estate, and we have deals coming in from the GGPs and the Blackstones and those types of folks. So even when the ice cube does melt, you're going to see auction.com around for a long time to come.
All right. Well, listen, Joe, we originally met at a University of Florida Bergstrom Center event. I always have to give them a thank you on the show for that. And I want to thank you and Barry and Charlie for joining us. Thank you so much, guys. Charlie, we'll talk off the line. And Barry, go call Dan Gilbert and make him outbid those Japanese. We'll be right back after this with NFL trainer Tarik Maddox talking to you about how to eat right and work out even better. Back after this. Thank you, auction.com.